Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news element sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. We're beginning this week's technology roundup with impressive advancements from Intel, targeting the Linux ecosystem. Intel's latest Linux kernel patches for memory management are showing remarkable gains, particularly with the context identifier for the scheduler. Benchmarks on PostgreSQL databases cite performance improvements of up to 18%, which is huge for server administrators and developers alike. To bolster their findings, Intel also tested on AMD ePyC platforms and confirmed substantial boosts across different hardware. This underscores the competitive dynamics in chip innovation and promises better efficiency for enterprise Linux deployments. But it's not just raw performance where eyes are focused this week. Security and transparency are also making headlines. Columbia University researchers have put a spotlight on Polymarket, one of the largest cryptocurrency prediction platforms. The research suggests that as much as 25% of Polymarket's trading volume is a result of wash trading, inflating perceived activity. This finding is a clarion call for improved oversight, as manipulation of volume can impact fairness and trust in emerging crypto markets. Regulatory authorities are being pressed to take more holistic approaches to digital asset oversight. In more positive news for retro game fans, the D7VK project has created fresh opportunities for those wanting to revive classic titles. Essentially, D7VK allows direct 3D7 games to run on modern systems through Vulkan, bringing improved compatibility to older favorites. That said, some issues around legacy APIs remain, so not every retro gem will work flawlessly, but the progress is undeniable. This kind of tool is a win for the gaming preservation community, keeping the nostalgia alive well into the future. Meanwhile, security remains in sharp focus as Keycloak released version 26.4, headlined by support for passwordless login via passkeys. The new features don't end there. Keycloak has also introduced support for FAPI 2.0, adding muscle to OpenID Connect security. The end result? Stronger security for end users and a significantly smoother experience for administrators managing access. While cyber defenders have their hands full, the gaming world is reeling, as Rockstar announced a major delay to Grand Theft Auto 6. Slated now for release on the 19th of November 2026, this move is intended to ensure the game meets high expectations. Fans are understandably divided between frustration and respect for Rockstar's quality drive, but delays like these are vital for avoiding half-finished, buggy launches. Meanwhile, back in Linux land, there's widespread excitement around post-quantum cryptography advances scheduled for version 6.19 of the kernel. The kernel introduces MLDSA and dilithium-based digital signing algorithms for modules, stepping up resilience against future quantum threats. It's clear that open-source communities are moving quickly to prepare for the next frontier of cybersecurity. Shifting from security to industrial IoT, SECO's new Pi Vision 10.1 CM5 solution is making waves for its blend of Raspberry Pi hardware and rugged enterprise readiness. Targeted at human-machine interface use, this new platform expands opportunities for creating robust IoT solutions in demanding environments. And if you're kitting out your smart home, you might be excited about IKEA's reveal of 21 new Matter over Thread devices. These gadgets are designed for seamless compatibility right out of the box, without the need for a special hub. IKEA's approach is to keep things simple and open, in line with the Matter standard, which is now an industry-wide movement. But as AI continues to surge, businesses face a new kind of fraud: fake receipts generated by artificial intelligence. Companies are responding by rolling out advanced detection tools to sift through receipts and catch fraudulent claims. The stakes are high in this ongoing arms race, where authentication must always keep a step ahead of increasingly believing forgeries. And from a different direction, Microsoft is making a mark with its RAMDAX driver contribution to the Linux 6.19 kernel. This will enhance Linux memory management, especially for persistent memory use cases in modern data centers. Microsoft's growing open-source engagement is notable, reinforcing the company's pivot towards interoperability. Global cybersecurity was back on the front page after a serious breach at the U.S. Congressional Budget Office. This incident, attributed to likely foreign hackers, underscores just how important government cyber defense is becoming. As risks escalate, governments and enterprises alike are hastening to shore up their digital infrastructure with new protocols and technologies. Meanwhile, privacy and legal battles play out in the background, as seen with the FBI subpoenaing Canadian domain registrar 2Cows for information on archive.today's owner. The subpoena is tied to a federal criminal investigation related to allegations of bypassing paywalls, a topic that bridges privacy rights and copyright obligations. It's yet another example of how technology's power can rub up against legal frameworks in the digital world. We're also seeing significant strategic changes from multinational software companies, with SaaS announcing its exit from the Chinese market after a 25-year run. The move allows SaaS to streamline its global focus, cut risk, and maintain some presence through local third parties. This pivot illustrates just how quickly technology firms can adapt in the face of shifting global politics and business pressures. Over in gaming, Garena Free Fire Max remains in the news with the drop of fresh November promo codes. These codes are stoking community engagement by offering in-game rewards, an increasingly effective marketing trend in gaming. It's a lesson in how free-to-play models are evolving, with player loyalty and rewards now driving long-term growth. Still in the US, Mark Zuckerberg finds himself embroiled in local controversy over the launch of an unlicensed private school in Palo Alto. Community concerns are swirling over regulatory compliance and whether special treatment is being given to high-profile founders. This story highlights the ongoing challenge of balancing innovation with local regulations, no matter who's at the helm. Back to software news. Mozilla has revealed an all-new Firefox mascot kit as part of a drive to revitalize their brand. To coincide with the launch, Mozilla has also released branded merchandise in the hopes of recapturing market attention. With user numbers declining, inventive marketing and branding will be crucial for Firefox's future standing among browsers. Meanwhile, server administrators running Canonical's Ubuntu on AMD EPYC hardware have some mixed news to digest. The release of AMD 64v3 optimizations has yielded inconsistent performance improvements, particularly in workloads like intensive computing. This means that, as with any broad software optimization, results will likely hinge on each deployment's unique characteristics. On the automotive front, Ford is reassessing the role of the electric F-150 truck in its product lineup due to supply challenges and rival competition. In recent quarters, consumer attitudes appear to be swinging back towards petrol vehicles, leading Ford to tweak its strategy. The electric vehicle market, it seems, is less predictable than early forecasts suggested. Elsewhere in academia, computing enthusiasts are thrilled by the University of Utah's discovery of a rare Unix version 4 tape. This historic find offers fresh insights into the origins and evolution of modern operating systems and programming approaches. These kinds of discoveries remind us how rich the digital world's history really is. Shifting gears to machine learning and file security, Google has unveiled Magicka 1.0, their newly rebuilt file type detection tool. Now written in Rust, Magicka can classify over 200 file types with improved speed and memory safety. This is a significant step for both file handling security and daily developer productivity. Turning inward, OpenAI's internal dramas have hit the news, with CEO Sam Altman's ousting revealing governance and leadership stresses. These high-profile changes highlight the pressures being felt by AI organizations racing toward the next breakthrough. It's a reminder that ethical and business considerations are just as important as technical talent. In response to ongoing debates about safe development, Microsoft has established its new MAI superintelligence team. The focus is practical, aiming to create responsible AI frameworks that both advance the field and address investor concerns around safety. This move cements Microsoft's position at the front lines of ethical AI progress. In another regulatory twist, Apple is facing new rules in Japan, where it's now required to allow third-party app stores on iOS devices. This sea change is planned for the iOS 26.2 update and will be closely watched by competitors worldwide. Increased competition could mean greater innovation and lower costs for both developers and consumers as the App Store monopoly loosens. To cap off today's roundup, TypeScript has officially surpassed JavaScript and Python to become the most used language on GitHub going into 2025. Analysts are attributing TypeScript's meteoric rise to its strong typing and tooling in AI-centered development workflows. This trend showcases how developer habits shift in tandem with technology's evolving demands. To wrap up, today's news is a cross-section of the fast-changing world of technology, security, and gaming. Each topic a reminder that innovation never sleeps. We've seen the impact of regulatory, cyber, and ethical considerations across the sector, with firms like SaaS recalibrating globally. Whether you're a developer, gamer, or tech enthusiast, the story remains the same. Being informed is the smartest play. Thanks for listening.